Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome. We thank God for your lives. To God alone be the glory. Today we have a message for you that we title, Heaven is More Important Than Earth. Heaven is more important than earth. Well, how important it is for you, knowing that we are in the world, but we are not from the world, it all depends on your attitude and your works over here that will determine your stand in heaven. Galatians chapter 6, and the verse is 3 and 4. Apostle Paul wrote, he said, "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." Please let me repeat this scripture here. Say, if a man think himself to be something when the reality is that he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. So powerful. So, in other words, it is better for you to come to reality. It is better for a man living in this earth here to come to reality so that you don't deceive yourself. So because of that, he said in verse 4, "Let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in other." Everything that you are doing it for yourself. Everything that you do here, you are doing it for yourself. What you sow, you reap. So, don't deceive yourself of who you are not. It is only when you have come to reality that you will see yourself as who you are, the reality of yourself, and then be able to work out your own life to bring glory to Almighty God. Do not think that you are somebody when you are nobody. And the great thing about God is that he takes the nobodies and he makes them the somebodies. This is the God that we serve. So if you think of yourself being somebody already, God cannot help you. Because it is only sinners. God hates sin, but he do medicines for sin. He loves sinners. So the reality, you have to come to that reality that indeed you are not where you're supposed to be so that the Lord can take you there. And matter of fact, that you cannot go there by yourself, that you need the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Sin deception is something that is so great. I have been saying this. I said throughout the whole week, I said that let no one deceive you. Because one thing that we are aware of, John 1:17, he said, "The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." We are under the dispensation of grace. We are under, you know, the goodness of Almighty God. Hebrews 4:16, he talks about, he said, "Therefore, let us boldly come before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and have grace to help in time of need." It is not too late as far as you are still here. Don't wait until you fall to call upon the Lord. Call upon the living God, the grace of Almighty God, which is now available here to help you come up higher and higher. Any area of your life that is not glorifying God, God is not condemning you. Almighty God had put in place something called grace. It's a help from above. It's a help from above. In grace, you have the name of Jesus. In grace, you have the blood of Jesus. In grace, you have the word of God. In grace, you have the spirit of grace that is the Holy Spirit. And he is called the helper. Not until it is too late. So I say this, that this grace of God, it is only available here on earth. By the time that a man dies, that's it. By the time that a man dies, there is no more grace. And most importantly, by the time that a man is going to stand before the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ, I must say that there is no grace before that seat. It is called the throne of grace and the mercy throne of Almighty God. But the day of judgment, there will not be mercy and grace coming out of that throne for anybody. So then, no deception. Please don't deceive yourselves. That day, once you stand before Christ, you will not be doing something here right now and be thinking, you know that this is not something that is glorifying God. The Lord had put everything in place to help you overcome it. But you are not, because you are swimming in the grace of Almighty God. Every time that you are falling, the Lord catches you and helps you. Every time you fell, you come back into the mercies of the living God. You call upon the Lord, and the Lord is forgiving you and restoring you, and you come back again and again. How many times you are not coming up, but you keep sinning, you keep falling, and because of grace and the mercies of God, the Lord keeps picking you up. Let me tell you, that day before the throne of grace, that day before the mercy seat of Almighty God, the day of judgment, there shall not be mercy, there shall not be grace. This is the deception part that the enemy is trying to let us think, that we can keep certain things that are not glorifying God to the very day of judgment, and we will be asking the Lord for mercy. Please, Lord, look over this situation of my life and let me enter into the kingdom. Please, Lord, this one here, it is something that is such a small thing. I know you can forgive me. Please forgive me and let me enter into that kingdom. That kingdom, there is nothing like before that day. I mean, in that day, there is nothing like forgiveness. Forgiveness is only working here. Mercy of God is only working right now. The grace of God is only working here. Once you are dead and facing that judgment, there will not be mercy, there will not be grace. Earlier we understand this, better it is for everyone and each one of us. So last Friday night, I read a scripture about how you should not deceive yourself about certain things that the Bible talks about in terms of sin. There are little sins that we overlook at them. We are going through these things, but we just overlook at them because we are on that dispensation of grace. So we think that God will still, you know, forgive us in the day of judgment. He will not. He will not. What is that scripture? That is 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and the verses 9 to 10. To God alone be the glory. He said, Apostle Paul made the statement to the church of Corinth. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The unrighteous, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So he said, be not deceived. Neither fornicators. Fornicators are those who sin sexually. Nor idolaters. Idolaters are the idol worshippers. Nor adulterers. Adulterers are they that are abusers of sex. He said, nor effeminate. The effeminate are the men who practice homosexuality. They will not make it. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. These are the greedy ones. Nor the thieves. Thieves don't see professional thieves only. Little thieves that we have in our lives. Little stealings from our homes. Little stealings from different offices that we work. Dubious ways of stealing. Thieves are not making it. Nor covetous. That is very important, covetousness. And one that is living outside any form of contentment. You are never content with anything that the Lord has given you. You always look onto people's life to live. Nor drunkards. No matter how much you take, as far as you move from the reality of being normal to the reality of you seeing things moving, you are not making it. Nor revealers. These are those who lie about others. Little lies about others. You saw them in the street. You come home and report to your husband, your wife. Adding spices to it. That is extra lie. The situation was not exactly like that. You said something that you didn't see on that person. Little lies. The Lord said, you will not make it. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Sorry, I jumped back. That was the greedy ones. We have, you know, read it. So we talk about nor the extortionists. The extortionists are the robbers. You are armed robber. You don't qualify to go into that kingdom. You are a smart robber. These are the ones that are deceiving others by taking their credit cards. You know, in America, we call them smart. We call you smart because you are using your mind. 419 people, you are not making it. Stop it if you are still in practice. The word says they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This is such a great deception from the devil. How many times we come around, especially the lies, the little lies. That one, oh, everyone is doing it anyway. Everybody is doing it. And the society is built that way. The world is built that way. And matter of fact, when you are trying to be truth with them, they think you are lying. Because it had become the norm. That is what everyone is saying or doing. So if you go according to the word of the living God, they see you as someone that is very strange. You are not, because you are to live your life seeing heaven as your finality. Being with our Lord Jesus Christ one day. So now, you see this, right? The whole purpose of the message, we said that heaven is more important than the earth. So you want to make it to heaven. Now that you know everything about this earth here, you are here. And God put you here. About heaven, you don't know much about it except what the word of God says of heaven. But the Lord doesn't just want to talk about heaven and stop just right there. He wants to take you there. He wants you to make it. And he's helping you to get there. So you have to desire to go there. And not that just the desires, but also by your deeds, you have to work it out to get there. Now, you know, because we are under grace, we are thinking that our normal Christian life, that is what is going to take us there. Great faith. I am good with people. Little things. Then I am assured. But it is not just faith that takes one to heaven. Because in the time of those apostles, it was very, very interesting. Apostle John made a statement. John, in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 9, John said, he said, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God. And for the testimony of Jesus Christ. What does this scripture mean? You see, this island called Patmos. The island of Patmos was like the place, it was the place that when you have committed great sin, they will take you there. It's like a prison. It's a land for prisoners. So John said that he was taken to that land simply because of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Because of the word of Jesus that he preached. So you can see that as you are cruising in your homes, in your lives, serving Christ in peace, it has not been like that for everybody. Apostle John was making it to heaven through tribulations. through tribulation. Because this is where deception is coming in. Because the moment, as Christians, the moment that we start going through problems, then we start questioning the power of our God or the integrity of our fellowship with this God, if one is truth to himself. It is not always by cruising in Christianity that we enter into this kingdom. Out of tribulation, you can also make it to heaven. In other words, the path of tribulation is another way to heaven. So if the Lord chooses that path for you, that through much trials and tribulation you are making it to heaven, do not blame your God and do not despise your God, because it is possible. Apostle John went through this and many others. So Paul made a statement. The book of Acts, is most of the time it is attributed to Luke being the author of it. He said that in Luke, in Acts 14:22, he said, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. You see that? We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. So now, what we can see here, he was advising the disciples to empower the Christians, exhorting them to continue in the faith. Why is that? Because there were much trials and tribulations over their lives. The church of Corinth was facing persecution. So the writer of Acts was just telling the disciples, he said, through much tribulations, we also, it is a way to enter into that kingdom. Please strengthen the brethren. Strengthen the children of God. Tell them that they should not give up when they are going through tough situations. Tell them that it is also a way of the Lord to go to heaven. The Lord will see you through. No matter how much you are going through, please do not despise Almighty God. Continue in the faith, because at the end of it, I tell you, heaven is better than earth. Heaven is better than earth. And this earth, knowing all that we have said about the grace that is given to us, you will overcome this world. Jesus overcome it. John 16:33. We said it all the time. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Jesus overcome it, we will overcome it. Jesus overcome it, you will overcome it. Jesus overcome it, I will overcome it. And since you will overcome it, you will definitely make it to heaven in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, how would you overcome it? You see, it is simple. Everything about going to this heaven is all about the word of God. So how important the word of God is to you, that is your probability of entering into that kingdom. So, I say, if you think that the word of God is more important than anything, any earthly thing, then we will not sin, because we will choose the word of God over any earthly thing. Let me say this again. I said that it is by the word of God, your faith in Christ Jesus, walking by the principle of the word, that you will make it to heaven. So if the word is important to you, you will choose the word of God over any earthly thing. You will choose the word of God over any earthly thing. Now, if the word of God is really serious to you, let me see how you consider the following scripture. Ephesians chapter 4 and the verses 31 and 32. Apostle Paul said, Let all bitterness and wrath, that is, all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. With all malice, it means that together with all wickedness, let every, all, you know, bitterness, let it be put away. Because the point is this, I have always been saying it. There are people that have become mighty vessels in the hand of the devil. They have availed themselves for the devil to use them. And all that they do, they move from one to another. Like Satan moving from one place to another, seeking whom to devour. And every time they find one, they devour it or they devour him. So now, you are dealing with people that are coming with all kinds of craftiness. How much the person had made himself available to be used either by God or by Satan, that would be the line of life for that person. So if you come across somebody who is the embodiment of Satan, all his purpose is to destroy everywhere he goes, cause commotion everywhere he goes, putting people's head one against another everywhere he goes, bringing fight among people, among homes, destroying homes, bringing a husband and wife against each other, divorcing, saying things that will bring problems to people's home. You come across such a people, you are definitely, if you do not have the Spirit of God at work in your life, they're going to get you. They are going to get you. So you watch their reactions. You watch people's behavior. You know, what is it? It is about you, not about them. For them, they have to decide for themselves where they want to go and what they want in life. But you have decided to be with our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Therefore, you're going to have to watch people's reaction. They come, they get angry. They insult you. They despise you. They just do whatever that will get you miss the word of the living God. Your reaction is going to be extremely important. If you are aware of the fact that you are a child of purpose, you are a child of purpose, that you are heading to that heaven, that you watch every line of what the Lord requires of you to enter. Anytime that someone will come with their craftiness, you will be prompt and quick to react the right way in the sight of Almighty God. Forgive people. Forgive them. These things that you have done to me, hey, I will never forgive you. I will never forgive you. You must also go somewhere and trespass against somebody. And if the person is not forgiving you, how can you make it over there? Bitterness, anger, covetousness, and all these things. As we said it before, you are not making it. So in verse 32, he advises, he said, be kind one to another. Verse 32 of Ephesians 4, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ's sake had forgiven you. You are not by yourself. You are who you are because of the grace of the living God. All of us, we used to be Gentiles in the wild world. The Lord has brought us, cleansed us, and now we are swimming. Please do not despise others. Be tender-hearted to them. Love them as Christ loved you and brought you in. It's a matter of time. They are not at your expectations yet. But gradually, the Lord will cleanse them and he will bring them. Be patient with people. Be patient with them. And as you are doing this, you see that is your action towards them, but it is your contribution to enter into the heaven. It is your action towards them, but it is your contribution to enter into heaven. Becoming a good person, it is something that is important. Living, watching your life and seeing you becoming someone that is good. You are bringing on a higher level the new man in you. All of us with the old man, when we have come to know Jesus Christ, gradually, so many things are not right in the sight of God. But gradually, the Lord is seeking, you know, he's seeking to cleanse us and helping us. And gradually, he's bringing us on a higher level. Be compassionate with people. Pray for one another. I don't think you will criticize one that you are praying for. I do not think that you will not be compassionate with one that you are praying for. Helping one another. I said something last week. I said, you know, one of the areas of the blessings. You know, most of the time you walk in the street, we see a beggar there. And we are dashing them little money. That is called the almsgiving. And this almsgiving, according to the kingdom principle, the Lord said that you give to the poor, you have lent it to God. You have lent it to God and God will pay you back. In other words, you give $1, the Lord will bring back $1 to you. Bring back $1 to you. But he said that, especially if you want to do good, start from the house of the living God. Be compassionate and compassionate to somebody. You see someone in the church going through situations. You see someone in the church struggling. Please, you want to help that person. Take one of the envelopes. Write the name of the person. Write it there that this money is destined to this person. He will not know, so that you protect that person's integrity. You don't go and say, hey, here, this is it. You are robbing the person of his integrity. So the best way, do it without nobody knowing who gave it. Pastor might know next time. Pastor might not even know because you take a different pen. You disguise your handwriting. You put the money there. The same person, write your name in there. And you know, the point is that when this person received the envelope, Pastor, who gave this to me? I'm sorry, I don't know who gave it, but someone had blessed you. Oh, Lord, I bless your name for such a person's life. My Lord, bless this person. There we go. Open heavens over your life. Open heavens over your life. Compared to someone that is standing at the street just right there and willing, you know that by the time that he received this money, that is the time that he's going to that liquor store. You are not helping him under any condition. We are not saying that do not do good to people. But we are saying that be sensitive to the word of the living God that will bring you benefit as you are helping others. It is our deeds to others that promote us. It is our deeds to others that are promoting us. And it is taking you closer and closer to enter into the kingdom of Almighty God. If the word of God is very serious for you, then there are so many things that you will choose the word over the earthly things. Marriage, for example, it is an earthly thing. There is no marriage in heaven. Are you choosing marriage over God's word? What does it mean? If you are marrying an unbeliever, God tells you that you are not to marry an unbeliever. You are a believer, the Lord tells you, and you are coming to pastor. I said, Pastor, it will be okay. I will pray for him. I will change him. You cannot change nobody. You can't change nobody. The God that you believe, the person is not believing in that God. If you force God because that is what you want, the Lord will say, okay, have him. This is called the acceptable will of Almighty God. God has another man for you. But with your own criteria, you want the broad shoulders. The one that you saw who is not believing in your God fit all your criteria. And you are even dreaming about him. And you say, Lord, I thank you for showing me my husband. That is not your husband. That dream was from the devil. Because you can tell that the word of God says that you are not to marry an unbeliever. With that said, if you were ready with your husband and the man didn't know God, and now you have come to know the Lord, you are not to divorce that husband. But you might become the Bible that the husband will be reading. Through you, the Spirit of God might change this person to come to know Almighty God. But if you have not taken your husband yet. Please obey the word of God instead of choosing an earthly thing because of the broad shoulders. Choose to marry a believer. The perfect will of Almighty God for you. It is not time yet. Please wait. At the appointed time of Almighty God, all things will work together for good. Because you have belief in our God, you have belief in His word, and that word will never, ever, ever, ever defile what the word of God says. It will prove Himself. That is the Romans 8:28. All things work together for them that love God, who are called according to His purpose. So as you are living your life in line with what the Lord has called you for, then it is not God's will for a man to be alone, for a woman to be alone. So if it's not time yet, please don't rush. Continue praying, asking the Lord for His perfect will. But if you bring somebody to God and you are forcing the man on God or the woman on God, God will tell you, my son, my daughter, if that's what you want, take it. It is okay. It's not my perfect will for you, but that is what you want. You keep screaming in my ears, have him. And along the line, this man will start broad shoulder, right? He will start boxing you. You are coming back to God and said, God, this man is, God said, I told you, my daughter. I told you, my daughter. I told you. The one that I have reserved for you, he was just normal, you know, God-fearing. He's not to box you. You are to be a helper unto him to bring my purpose to pass. Look at this one. Not only he's not bringing anything of my purpose to come to pass, but now he's destroying my purpose. He's boxing you. We choose what is nice over the word of God. It is nice. He's much better. If I go out, people see me with such a man. It's an honor to me. With such a woman, it's an honor to me. But you did not know that this is an incarnation of Jezebel. You know you don't have your peace at home. But you have chosen because of the, you know, the outgoing. It's nice. That person doesn't love Jesus, right? You know, I want to talk about using Adam and Eve as an example of what we are saying. And I will stop just right after that. In the case of Adam and Eve, when the Lord told Adam, in Adam was also Eve. He said, I have commanded you not to eat from the fruit of this tree. That was the word of God. They chose to disobey because they saw that the fruit was good. So they chose the earthly thing over the word of God, which is a heavenly thing. So devil being so crafty, he didn't come to Adam. He went to the woman. We are not here to blame women, because Adam didn't do better anyway. So we are all on the same boat. Now, devil went to the woman and deceived the woman, because Satan knew that Adam loved his wife so much. So if the wife is deceived and telling the husband, for love's sake, the husband would definitely come in line with her decision. For love's sake. For love's sake, many have made the decision on earthly things over the word of God, as Adam and Eve did. So you see, the punishment that the Lord brought forth, curse upon the serpent, also coming upon the woman, you will struggle in conception. That is not a good thing. Adam, you are going to sweat to to eat. In exchange of all that is available before unto you, I curse the ground for your sake. I'm not cursing you, but you will sweat because the ground that you are going to work is cursed. So it will not yield its increase as much as before when you don't need to do much. Your relationship with the ground before was just a gardener type of relationship. It wasn't for you to feed yourself. But now it will be for you to feed yourself. And you're going to work hard because he's working against you. So it will yield just little. That is the curse upon the ground. So when the Lord came to Adam, in Genesis 3 and the verses 17, the Lord said unto Adam, Adam, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. Did you see this? Adam, the reason why I am coming against you, because you have hearkened, you listen to the voice of your wife. In other words, you chose the words of your wife over my word. You chose earthly things over my word. You chose earthly things over heavenly things. You just, think about all this. So he continues by saying that, and you have eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Curse is the ground for thy sake. You see that? Curse is the ground. God never cursed man. God never ever cursed man, but God cursed the ground. In sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. In sorrow. You will be moving around, working so hard before you get what you need to eat. But it is because you hearken unto the voice of your wife instead of my voice. You chose earthly things over heavenly things. So all of us, we have to come to the point to start accessing our lives and see what it is in this life that we are choosing over heavenly things. If you are making the decision to choose an earthly thing over heavenly things, it is a clear indication that you prefer dwelling on earth rather than making it to heaven. You prefer dwelling on earth, but this earth, let nobody deceive you. Everything is coming to just be destroyed. It's not going to be. There will be another earth. But that one, this one will go before that one comes. There is a rapture that is also coming. And the rapture, it is something that I haven't been talking much about it. You know, a time is coming before the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The church, the rapture is for the church, not for all saints. So in other words, the Old Testament saints, they are not going to be raptured, okay? They are not going to be raptured because the rapture is just for the church. And the church only starts from Acts 2, the day of Pentecost, by the giving of the Holy Spirit. That is when the church really starts. So Christ coming for the church, within the church, we have the visible church and the invisible church. The invisible church is the one that Christ is coming for. These are the ones that in the church, in the body of Christ, that are truly connected. Truly connected. Do not come around and fake yourself around the church. You have to see yourself being someone whose life is being transformed. And gradually you are making it to heaven. With every chaff completely cast out. And you are becoming a better and better person. As we all with open face, looking unto our Lord Jesus Christ, beholding the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are changed to the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18. So you have to see the change in your life. You have to see the change in your life. Rapture is coming and he will take day that truly stand with Almighty God. And did it right. And they will make it to heaven. Rapture is not coming for the tribulation people. Rapture will come before the obedience, the disobedience ones that will remain to go through tribulation before they come to believe. You want to make it before tribulation. This is why the word of God is just being preached over and over and over and over. Grace will still be available, time of tribulation for sure. But you don't want to go through hard time to come into heaven. This is a time of grace. Mercies of God is available. Grace is there to help you. Anywhere that you are weak, the Lord gives you strength. What is it that you are choosing over God's word? Maybe some of you are choosing peace at home over God's word because you think that peace at home is more important than God's word. For the sake of peace at home, let me do this. But you know that it's against the word of the living God. A man in the house, you are the head of the family. So you are not to fight in all your home with carnal weapons. I am the man. Everybody knows that you are the man. What I say here, that's what goes. No, it's not what you say here that goes. It is what the word of God says that goes in that home. If it's a godly home. The tack type of, fight is not necessary. We fight not against, we fight not with carnal weapons. When one is going down, the other pulls up. If both of you are too wise, it won't work. You have to learn how to submit to each other. Helping your wife at home does not make you less man. Respecting your husband at home does not make you less woman. It is the opposite. It's bringing glory of the Lord in that home. You become a woman of honor, a wise woman. She built her house. These are the areas that we have to watch because that is our everyday life. Know how to treat your husband. Let them see the godly in you. You are not doing the right thing. Friday night, you tied this wrapper on your head, going for prayer meeting. God is not going to hear your prayers. Because your attitude at home, you've just told your husband, okay, wait for me, let me go to church. When I come back, we continue this. You will continue from where you left it. It's not bringing any glory to Almighty God. Let these things not be found among the people of God so that you can inherit what the Lord God has called you to do. Contentions in our homes, choosing heavenly things over earthly things. Are you of the type you do listen and please your children over God's word? You listen and pleasing your children over God's word, that is another area. Be very careful. Mama, this is not cool. We are not talking about being cool or not cool. We are talking about what the word of God says. So will you allow that child to rule your home for the sake of peace? Maybe you are afraid of 911. But the point is that 911 is not going to educate your children for you. Even though they are teaching them how to call police on their parents. You parents, you have to know that before your child grow to a certain extent, you have absolute control and every control over that child. Train the child the way that he should go. When he grow up, he will not depart from it. By the time you can handle it, handle him right. Do not compromise, especially children. You don't know, especially children. Children, they know how to make their way. They are crying alone. Nyah! Okay, here, take it. The last time I cried, mommy gave it to me. This time you went to the shopping mall and they start, mommy, and keep pulling you, mommy. You know it's a disgrace. You know that she's not doing the right thing. But for the sake of stopping the child pulling your legs, mommy, okay, here, there we go. And he's growing. She's growing. From the little toy, he ends up taking what is so precious. The needs, they go according to the growth. So we watch these things. We choose heavenly things over earthly. Listen to the voice of the living God, bringing these children in the fear and in the knowledge of the living God by being firm when it is necessary to be firm. Knowing how to bring them back again once you have been firm. The same thing goes with our relationship with especially men towards the woman. You are a man, something went wrong in the home, your wife has done something, it wasn't right, you have talked about it, you talk about it, and then afterwards, you have to learn how to go and bring that woman back. Let me tell you the reason why I'm saying this. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, who went to them? Adam and Eve, they were running away from Almighty God. God that they have sinned against, Almighty God is the one that went, killed an animal, and clothed them with the skin of that animal. The same goes in our homes. When something had happened with your wife, you have said it, she wasn't very happy about it. So now afterwards, she's very reserved. It is the responsibility of the man to go and say, honey, don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay. We have talked about it. It is all right. Find a way to bring her back again. She had learned her lesson. And we are moving on. May the Lord God give us that wisdom. May the Lord empower everyone and each one of us, because if our homes are at peace, we will have peaceful churches, wonderful people coming up higher and higher unto the glory of the living God. I want to see everyone and each one of you in that kingdom of God. If we get there, we look around. You are looking for your people and you can't see them. Just don't think twice. They didn't make it. May the Lord God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless.